This is episode 76 of IDRA Class Notes.
This was a perfect time to have a major meeting that brought together community organizations, their leadership, their membership, students, educators, administrators, college professors. A wonderful opportunity to show something that IDRA strongly believes in, that we don't need to give parents special training for them to have a serious conversation about the education of their children, but understanding and saying, what can we as community educators and families together do to make sure that this neighborhood public school is an excellent school?
Welcome to the IDRA Class Notes Podcast. My name is Lori Posner, and today I'm speaking with Aurelio Montemayor, Director of IDRA's Texas Parent Information Resource Center, about a very exciting event that IDRA convened this summer called Ya Es Tiempo. Ya Es Tiempo brought together over 140 school, family, and community partners in South Texas to focus on the quality of public education in the Rio Grande Valley. Today we'll be talking about what happened at Ya Es Tiempo, why it is important, and what is next for IDRA and its partners. Aurelio led IDRA's work on this effort, and I'm so glad that he could join us. Welcome, Aurelio.
Hi.
Let's start with the name. Why Ya Es Tiempo? And what was the purpose of this event?
It is time. It is time that the community come together, that educators and community talk about what's going to create excellent schools. South Texas, if you look at the data, has serious problems in terms of public education and the services provided to children. And so it was an appropriate moment because several things were happening. IDRA has been working with a network of community organizations, and you yourself are working with some of them. Though education might not be their singular purpose, all these organizations see education as a very important goal. Their families see it as one of their most important goals in their life, a good education for their children. We're also working with several school districts intensely, helping them turn their schools around. We're doing teacher training. I myself have been doing a lot of work in the Valley, what we call South Texas, with a community organization that is networked through some of the poorest colonias, unincorporated communities. And so it was time, as we move with education, it was time to have a convening, a dialogue. And since there was going to be somebody representing the administration in Texas to be there, we thought all these factors coming together, it is a good place to, first of all, again, show that conversations can be held by community educators and professionals with very little prompting. And these are critical conversations about important issues in education.
How were family and community leaders involved in the design of Ya Es Tiempo and in the event itself?
Well, they were involved in many, many different ways. You know, there is a network of organizations in what we call the Lower Rio Grande Valley that are brought together through the Margaret Casey Foundation grant that helps them network. And they are facing many issues, housing, employment, many things. Education is one of the issues, and as they've come together, they've formed committees, and one committee is the Education Committee, and they're planning long-term to have impact on education through the family activities, through the organizing. These are grassroots organizations, nonprofits, that have a very strong community base and do just thousands of home visits every day in the Valley. These are this network. And so as they see, as the Education Committee works itself through what are some actions to take, they've set their sights on a summit next year, an education summit, basically for parents by parents. And in preparation for this, any event that is held is like a laboratory for that. So this was a perfect time to have a major meeting that brought together community organizations, their leadership, their membership, students, educators, administrators, college professors, and in that mix, see, can conversation happen? Can we have dialogue about the critical issues in education, especially when you look at data that is current at the campus level? So all these things made it not just imperative, but a wonderful opportunity to show something that IDRA strongly believes in, that we don't need to give parents special training for them to have a serious conversation about the education of their children. And if data is presented in a particular way, it is understood and analyzed, and plans for improving schools can be made based on facing that data. It's not just a matter of looking at the data, but understanding and saying, what can we as community educators and families together do to make sure that this neighborhood public school is an excellent school?
You mentioned the role of data in Yais Tiempo. How was that unique from other kinds of presentations of data, and why do you feel that that's important?
Well, it's interesting because we did have speakers, we had a panel, we had a very, I think, important array of figures from somebody representing the Hispanic Committee at the administrative level in Washington, from the administration, all the way to a student, to a superintendent, community leaders, and they spoke briefly. But what was really dynamic was we have developed over time a database where anybody can go and look at how their high school is doing from various lenses. And so what we've done is Texas has this huge database that even experts have trouble understanding. There's just so much data. We've been able to organize it in such a fashion that a layperson, family, educators, anybody can sit down and see through that framework how the school is doing. But that database is also couched within a larger framework, what we call the Quality Schools Action Framework. And what we've done is say there is this large template that helps guide us. If we're going to improve schools, all these things have to happen simultaneously. And so the one piece that we saw there was the community engagement with information already, you know, points to families and school personnel can sit down and say, oh, so this is how our kids are doing in terms of access to college. And here's how we're doing in terms of the quality of teachers we have, and here's how our school is doing in terms of how many kids are completing high school, and on as they were looking at this data and then able to compare it to other schools in the area. The conversation was very, very interesting because you had students explaining to the adults, you know, I didn't realize that for the ACT or whatever college entrance test we're taking, only X percent of the students took it. And of those, a much smaller percentage got a good passing score, a creditable score, at least to go to an important university. So, you know, as they were having the conversation, it was really interesting, really exciting, that our database is so useful and so accessible. It's understood. And it's understood not just as when you understand somebody tells you a figure, a number, but it's understood in the context, oh, these are children in this school, and this is what's happening with and for these children. And so you had adults with very limited English, if any, and you had college professors and students, middle school and high school students, sitting around the table, all having a very critical and important conversation on that data.
I noticed that when you talked about the Quality Schools Action Framework, you referenced and brought with you a copy of Courage to Connect, which is a book that IDRA released during Yais Tiempo.
Yes.
Could you say more about Courage to Connect?
Well, it's been, I think, a very important publication for several reasons. The title itself, The Courage to Connect, says a lot, but you need to read the book. It's just like, it's the magnet. Because IDRA has been around since 1973, and we are in the business of creating schools that work for all children. That's what we're about. And so as we face the challenges, the problems in schools, we've worked at it, we've looked at different models of change, and what we have, this Quality Schools Action Framework, is our best shot at the total structure of, if we're going to really improve schools, we have to consider all these, and these are the major factors. It is a complex framework, but at the same time, it doesn't allow us to look for either take a cheap shot at something. It's not just criticizing something we don't like. There's no magic bullet. It's like, if you're really serious about it, you're going to do it, you have to face all these things. What I like about the book is that it's put together from stuff we've all written. There's quite a few IDRA people are co-authors of it. We looked at what we've written in our newsletter. We looked at articles we use in training. And all the way from policy issues to parent involvement to funding of schools, the whole array of issues that IDRA considers central to not just looking at schools, but changing schools, improving them, transforming them, we put into this book, Courage to Connect. And so it was the underpinnings of what we did there. But we didn't do much talking as IDRA. What we did was facilitating, because again, it was a powerful conversation, a dialogue. It was people sitting around listening to each other, talking about issues. But what was amazing to me about issues that are usually considered so complex that only experts can talk about, we had everybody in there diving in to the data, looking at it, talking about it, and across language bridges. Some people spoke no Spanish, some people spoke no English. You had people with PhDs, and you had ladies who maybe went to the third grade in Mexico. I mean, you had that array of backgrounds. And yet, there was no table that you found somebody was cut out or silent. In fact, the challenge that the facilitators had at the tables was to keep it balanced, because so many people had so many opinions. And that was really exciting. I really liked it. Again, our faith in what people bring to the table. It was no surprise, but our faith was reinforced. This happens. This can happen. We don't have to think about parents as anything other than critical thinking human beings who are children's best allies. We don't have to worry about door prizes, and we're not there to be caretakers of the adults or speak down to them, nor do we need to worry about frills or volunteerism or raising money. Just parents were there along with everybody else, concerned about how can we have kids succeed in school, what is it going to take to have our schools be excellent schools.
What do you think about in terms of the organizations that are our partners in the Valley, what makes their work so significant right now in terms of creating the conditions for these kinds of conversations?
I think their work is significant for several reasons. Just because community organizations do good in the community doesn't make them natural allies. There's turfism and other issues. Or, one organization will say, I'm in housing and I don't know anything else. Well, the opposite is true of those problems with this network in the Valley, because you have organizations that have very strong directions. Housing, justice, jobs, health. I mean, they have very, very focused service and connection and outreach into the families. But they also understand that what they're doing fits into a broader context. And they've all participated in dialogues about the array of interests and needs that families have, the visions that their families have, the hopes and desires. And so they're able to connect across the particular areas of need that they're serving. But they're also able to say, the families that we're helping with housing, we know that all of them are concerned about the education their kids are getting. And that's why IDRA and the PERC are so involved in all this, because we are single purpose. Education is our business. We do not go into health, as important as that issue is. We don't go into housing. Our focus is public schools. And each of these organizations has said, that is an important issue for us, and we will participate in planning and carrying out action to improve our schools through our community base, through the people we serve. And so it's a magnificent, it's a marvelous kind of connection.
And how does this connection and the kind of capacity to have these very real, authentic, and meaningful conversations fit with IDRA's family leadership model and the PERC's work, the IDRA PERC's work to realize that model?
Our Parent Information Resource Center, our PERC, is based on IDRA's family leadership principles. I won't go into all of them, but principle number 6 says, families, schools, and communities, when drawn together, become a strong, sustainable voice to protect the rights of all children. This event, Yaz Tiempo, was an illustration of the best taking the mandate of the PERC, connecting it to the community, and taking the principles that IDRA believes in terms of parent leadership in education and just showing it. We didn't have to train any parent there to be a leader. They were there in the room. Obviously, some are community leaders already, but they jumped right in. It illustrated our principles of family leadership.
And what are some of the results and the outgrowth of Yas Temple? What do you see as next for IDRA and for its partners?
Well, just looking at the email traffic, the education committee that's working in four counties there in South Texas, the committee of these of this network of organizations, is already accelerating its work towards the summit that's going to happen next year. And there's many requests for more family leadership training. So a lot of stuff is happening, a lot of stuff.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us this afternoon to talk about Yas Temple. Is there anything else you want to add about the event for listeners?
We'll have a newsletter article on it coming out next month. And just visit our website.
And thanks to our listeners. You can order a copy of Courage to Connect online at IDRA's website at IDRA.org. And please visit our Parent Information Resource Center for the State of Texas, where you'll also find links to IDRA's School Holding Power portal that was mentioned in this podcast. Thank you, Aurelio. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to IDRA Class Notes. For more information on IDRA and other Class Notes topics, go to www.idra.org. You can also send us your thoughts by email to podcast@idra.org.